With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And the movement has begun, and that is kicking the can down the road, right? Is that the way that it works? Is that what's going on here? $7 million in cap space. Cam Hayward's contract, excuse me, has been restructured. Are the Steelers kicking the can down the road? The team said now they've saved $13 million when Pouncey and Vance McDonald retired. They didn't say. We just did all the math here. Is this just the way to get cap compliant, or are they kicking the can down the road for something to open it up? Chris, there is a lot here. In terms of the mathematics, you're much better than I am at all of this kind of stuff. I look at it and I say, who's going to play for this football team? That's what I come out on the other side of it is. We know Cam Hayward is, but is this opening things up for free agency, or is this just getting things down below a cap? Because it seems to be that it's probably the latter and not the former.
Yeah, this is taking care of things for not this year as much as 22 and beyond. And yes, absolutely, it saves them cap space this year. That's the primary motivation of it. But what I mean is you're seeing the shift of this team from offense first to defense first. And with 19 players officially under contract right now, this is according to SpotTrack.com, 19 players under contract for the 22 season, $31 million of their cap hit right now is spent on defensive line. So $58 million committed right now for the 2022 season, 31 of it with the reshuffling of Cam Hayward's contract is committed to the defensive line. That's not including what will be the first year, we presume, of a mega extension for TJ Watt, or however they end up paying him in 2022. It'll be a ton of money. The balance of the money spent against the salary cap in 2022 and beyond, at least for the time being, they're going to plan on putting it on the defensive side of the ball because they're not going to have a franchise quarterback anymore.
Right, and when you look at this situation and you look at what's going on, it all now, as it has the whole time, comes out from the hub of the wheel in terms of what more can be done, if anything, after Ben Roethlisberger makes a decision, which dumbfounds me even more that we sit here and the Pittsburgh Steelers have begun the wheels turning, Chris, without the biggest wheel beginning to turn, which is the Ben Roethlisberger situation. It would make things so much simpler if they were working off of ground zero and a baseline that we know if Ben's going to be back, we don't know if Ben's going to be back, and now let's go to work with what's going on mathematically, whenever now it seems like they're trying to move everything around and then it would be a bonus if he's not back, and then they'd kind of have to scurry if he is back.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, you know, and we'll have Aditi Kinkabwala on later at 8 o'clock, but I think it's interesting what she said yesterday on Twitter that they still haven't had this meeting, right? They haven't sat down and hammered out the final details. I'd imagine, I'd at least hope, that there's some going back and forth between Ben's agent, Ryan Tolner, and Kevin Colbert, and they're saying, okay, well, here's, at the very least, here's the range where we think, or here's the number, right? Here's where we can start. And Ryan Tolner comes back and says, well, we've got to be here. And I know Kevin Colbert said last week there's no negotiating going on, but there has to be some idea of, at least internally, if not in discussions with Ben's agent, there has to be an idea of what's the number got to look like. Or if there isn't, you know what that means? They don't care what the number looks like. They're simply moving forward without Ben, even if he works for $10 an hour next year.
Right. And now I look at the situation, and it feels to me like however it works out, whether Ben is back or Ben is not, and if Ben is back, there's no shot at all. If Ben is not back, there'll still be some heavy lifting that needs to be done in some salary cap jockeying and some money to be moved around to keep all of these guys, and that is Hayden, Nelson, DeCastro, Ebron, and Vince Williams. It seems that, again, even if Ben Roethlisberger does not come back, one of those guys will probably need to go, Chris.
Well, I think the only way I can see one of those guys not going, and I think if I had to choose between those three of who I'd make a cap casualty, it would give you the least amount of cap space, but it would probably be Vince, unfortunately, despite what he means for them on the inside, because Hayden's going to come off. Hayden and Nelson are both free agents going into 22. So what I'd do if I were them anyway, knowing the instability of the cornerback position right now for them, given Hilton and Sutton are both free agents, I'd probably get a Steven Nelson extension done once I figure out if I can keep Sutton and or Hilton, and then just count on Joe Hayden walking off into the sunset after the 21 season. If you can get Sutton to stay, if you can work that out, and then also get a Nelson extension to lessen his $14 million cap hit in the 2021 year, then maybe you consider the release of Hayden, because you can start Nelson and Sutton. But that still leaves me, and I said this a few weeks ago, in the very uncomfortable position of having Justin Lane just a single snap away from being a starter.
Yeah, and that is big trouble. Absolutely big trouble. We saw how that worked out toward the end of last season, and we don't want, I don't think anybody does, who kind of follows the Pittsburgh Steelers, wants Justin Lane in a position to have to make plays. Again, I think, though, back to the kind of the discussion that started all of this, is this a method in kicking the can down the road? Is this a method in trying to keep people? Is this trying to live in both worlds? I don't necessarily know, but I am left to scratch my head, because the quarterback is the biggest part of it, yet the wheels have started to turn without the quarterback. When I heard and saw that Cam Hayward restructured the contract yesterday, it sort of forced to me, like, okay, what is looming? What's to be had afterwards? What is this a sign of what's to come? Or is this just simply a paper move in order to get an anticipation of what they think the cap is going to be, to get below it and move forward?
You know what I think it is, Colin, is a realization that they knew they were going to be in a tough spot this year before the pandemic. The pandemic made that tough spot even tougher. And now I think they're counting on the fact that within the next year or so, the cap will be lifted again as revenues start to come back in, as fans start to get back in venues. And at that point, they'll be able to take some of these larger cap hits in future years as the cap grows exponentially. There's still a new TV deal off in the not-too-distant horizon based on 17 regular season games that I imagine will be worked out at some point in the next year. So that $17 million cap hit that Cam Hayward has in 22, or the $22.5 million cap hit that he has in the last 2 years of his deal, 23 and 24, those won't feel nearly as big then as they would now. So, again, they're kicking the can down the road, which has always been their strategy. But the only reason the strategy caught up to them as much as it did this offseason was because of the flap, if small, very small increase in the cap due to the pandemic.
Yes. So
I think they still look at that strategy. I'm sorry. They still look at that strategy as their strategy going forward. And this year is the 1 year outlier because of the pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you do. That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense, that they're going to have to get down no matter what. Either way, they're going to have to start to make strides to get down to a number. And so it's going to, whether Ben's back or not, kind of need to come down either way. So why not go ahead and start with somebody that they know is going to be amenable to doing that, and someone that's going to be here for a long time, and someone that is going to say, yeah, I'll do this for the team, because, you know, that's the kind of the way that it works. And on the side of the ball that you're very happy in, and that there's not a lot of jockeying that does need to happen, and that's on the defense. And you know that guy is locked in Cam Hayward.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.